draws up all these schemes and to pick up every stunt that they do, and we're just so well prepared to run the ball that it's easy on game day. We've seen so many looks in practice, and it just comes naturally on game days.
Is it easy for you to start? I'm talking about starting out strong. You know, you had the 31-yard, 30-carry, you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, being able to start strong and get gobs of yards and pick that up, it doesn't really take you very much time to kind of get warm, does it?
I mean, we warm up pretty well. It's like our muscles are ready to go. It's not really a physical thing. It's just feeling the flow of the game and just being prepared whenever a number gets called.
Let's go back to your touchdown right there in the first half there. Talk about that dive you had. Is that the furthest you ever go for a pylon or a goal line in your career?
Yeah, I think for a touchdown, yeah, it was.
Were you surprised at how far you went?
I don't know. I didn't really see how far, but I just got up, and I saw the guy trying to cut underneath me, so I realized I had to get my legs off the ground and just reach for the pylon.
How does this game propel you guys or prepare you guys for next weekend?
It's big. We got one of the victories that we've been looking forward to all season, and we just got to be ready for TCU because they're going to do a lot of the same stuff defensively, and I know offensively they're going to spread it out just like what KU just did to us. So we got a lot to learn from this game, and we're going to be ready.
Now, how has this team been with what they call the killer instinct, you know? How do you feel like that maybe the team has grown or regressed game to game in that regard?
I feel like we've just started to trust our ground game a little more, mm-hmm. and just to run out the clock, grind out first downs at the end of the game, and that's been big for us, and it's helped us close out some of these ball games.